The Athletic's Michigan reporter Austin Meek joining us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Austin, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. You know, we had such a great time talking with you and getting to know a bit more about the Michigan Wolverines team ahead of the national championship game. And while I personally wish it would have gone a different way, it was still congratulations to Michigan on a win. And they also are now entering a season without their head coach, looking at all kinds of different faces on the team. So both teams in such a weird place. We also brought you on, though, to talk about some other major things that have changed. Mike McDonald, who was a defensive coordinator at Michigan in 2021, now head coach of the Seahawks. We were hoping to get some insight on Mike from you, as well as talk about JJ in just a minute. We'll start with Mike. What can you tell us about his time there with the Wolverines?
You know, I'm not sure there was a more consequential hire that Jim Harbaugh made during his tenure at Michigan than hiring Mike McDonald to be his defensive coordinator. I remember when Michigan hired Mike McDonald, I think a lot of us here in Michigan were kind of like, who is this guy? You know, not somebody that we were familiar with, not somebody who really had any track record at all coaching at the college level, somebody who had come up through the Ravens system and was recommended to Jim Harbaugh by his brother John. And so I think initially when Mike McDonald took over as defensive coordinator at Michigan, I think there was, you know, a fair amount of, I don't want to say skepticism, but at least like wait and see what's this going to be like, because Michigan had was coming off of several years with Don Brown as the defensive coordinator, and it had started really well, and then just progressively the results had diminished under Don Brown, and so they needed a new voice, somebody to come in and really revamp that defense. And Mike McDonald brought in the Ravens scheme that now has become a staple at Michigan. And it really, I think, turned around the direction of the program, because Michigan was in a really rough spot coming off of the 2020 season when they were 2-4. And that defense and the turnaround they had on defense the next year with Aiden Hutchinson as the leader of that defense really paved the way for all of the success that came after that for Michigan. So I think hiring Mike McDonald will go down as one of the best moves that Jim Harbaugh made during his time at Michigan.
Obviously, he ascended pretty quickly, right, in Mike McDonald. Was there a moment where you thought that you went from, okay, who is this guy, to this is our guy? Did you have that moment?
You know, I think we saw it over the course of the season. I'm not sure if there was one moment. I mean, honestly, I think we started to see it really early in that season when Michigan played Washington. Washington came to Ann Arbor in September that year, and the expectations were not very high for Michigan that season. And Michigan really dominated that game. Defensively, Michigan really dominated that game. So I think that was probably the first time that I thought, like, okay, they might have something here with this guy as their defensive coordinator. And then, of course, at the end of the season when they beat Ohio State, that was probably the time that you really knew that that there was something special there. But I think throughout the course of that season, we really saw that defense find its identity and saw the signs that Mike McDonald had a really bright future in coaching.
When you're looking at J.J. McCarthy and what he was able to do, I remember some of the conversation around the national championship game was, hey, this Michigan team is really all about the defense. It's really about running the ball. We had Mike Golic Jr. on, who said when Washington wants to win, they put it in Michael Penix's hands. And when Michigan wants to win, they take it out of J.J. McCarthy's hands. And he was just using an analogy about Michigan kind of being unafraid to really, really run the rock. But it kind of stuck with me. It made me like see JJ McCarthy differently. Do you have a different narrative about him that might change my mind about him being more of a game manager?
Well, I think it's absolutely true that the philosophy of Michigan's offense was built around the offensive line and the running game. And whether it was JJ McCarthy or Cade McNamara before him, the quarterback position was not asked to carry the offense the way we're used to seeing great quarterbacks carry offenses in college football. So I think it's absolutely a fair point to say that J.J. McCarthy didn't have as much on his shoulders at Michigan as a lot of the other quarterbacks in his draft class. It doesn't mean he's not just as talented or equally capable of being a great NFL quarterback. It just means he wasn't asked to do that at the college level the way some other guys were. When we did see the game more in J.J. McCarthy's hands, I think we saw a lot of the things that scouts are really going to like about him. We saw some of the things that people are going to question about him going into the draft. So I think that he is capable and has a really high ceiling. But I also think that he is a little more of a risk just because he hasn't had the volume of attempts that a lot of other quarterbacks have had. And it's just earlier, I think, on his development curve compared to some other guys that played more football.
Also, I want to know about the mind of J.J. McCarthy, man. You see those videos of him sitting underneath the goalpost before the games, meditating with no shoes on. You hear about him brushing his teeth with his opposite hand to stimulate a different part of his mind. Have you been around a quarterback that thinks like him? And is there anything else we should know about just the way he is?
Yeah, he really is a – I would describe him as kind of a deep thinker, a guy who is very intentional about every part of his routine, really takes a holistic approach to the game of football, takes care of himself really well, what he puts into his body, how he sleeps. I remember he spent some time with Tom House, who is a famous quarterback guru, because J.J. McCarthy had some arm trouble after his freshman season, and there was a debate about whether he was going to have surgery or just rehab it. Spent some time with Tom House that summer, really picked up some things. I remember one of them was he got a new mattress, and he was keeping his bedroom a certain temperature at night because I forget what it is. It's like 64 degrees or something is the optimal temperature to get the best sleep. Like he's really into all of that stuff, all the little details. And I think, you know, teams are going to appreciate the fact that he's really serious about his craft. A lot of guys at his age are not maybe thinking about it that deeply, but he's really, I think he's really mature beyond his years in some ways, and was really taking a kind of a professional mindset from the start of his career at Michigan.
Where's kind of the earliest and latest you envision him going? I know that for some of these guys, for us with Michael Penix, for instance, it's like, I don't know, he could drop, you know. But where do you kind of see as the largest window for McCarthy?
I mean, I think at the high end, it would be top 10. I think there's a very good possibility that he could get into the top 10. I'd be really surprised if he falls out of the first round. So I would say, yeah, like top, you know, probably not top 5, but somewhere between 5 and 10 would be the high end, and probably no lower than, you know, 20, 25, somewhere in there. I really think that, you know, he's not going to be the first quarterback pick. There's probably at least a couple guys who will be ahead of him, but we see it every year. Quarterbacks climb. The closer we get to the draft, I think teams are going to find more reasons to talk themselves into J.J. McCarthy. So I don't think he's going to be on the board very long.
Tell me about Jay Harbaugh, special teams coordinator for the Seahawks here. Young man, I believe he's, what, 34, 35 years old. How did he get this opportunity? Obviously, I know he's has connections with McDonald and obviously his dad. But what was it like when he was over there with the Wolverines?
We did a really good job with Michigan special teams. That was a strength of the program, really, throughout the time that he was in charge of it. It was a little bit of a surprise that he didn't go to the Chargers. That was widely expected that he would join his dad's staff. But I also understand from the perspective that he did have to answer a lot of questions at Michigan about working with his dad and, you know, just the dynamic of that. And, you know, he'd been with his dad pretty much his whole career. He had some time with Mike Riley at Oregon State, but had been with his dad throughout a lot of his coaching career. And so I think the opportunity to spread his wings a little bit, maybe get out from under Jim Harbaugh's shadow, may have been appealing to him. And the chance to do that with Mike McDonald, the coach obviously he had connections with, I'm sure made it even easier. So I thought he was a really good coach and a really smart guy, you know, pretty cerebral. You know, whenever we would talk to him, he was usually pretty open about talking strategy and analytics and all the different things that went into his approach with special teams. So I think he's a really smart guy, and won't be surprised at all if he goes on to continue climbing the ranks in the NFL.
Hey, out of curiosity, how soon did you guys get the impression that Jim Harbaugh could be leaving for the NFL?
Oh gosh. I mean, it had been such a, you know, such a daily a daily story really for the last 3 years that, I mean, it never really felt like it stopped. Going back to, 2021, every off season, basically the entire month of January and into February was Harbaugh watch. We just got used to it. So I think everybody understood from the time the season ended that there was a good possibility that Jim Harbaugh would go back to the NFL. It's also one of those things, like, you've been expecting it so long that then when it finally happened, at least for me, it took me a minute to like realize, oh, okay, this is real. Like, he's actually leaving. There's still a part of me that's like, I wonder if he could actually go through with it, because it had been speculated about for so long. But definitely not a surprise ultimately that he went back to the NFL. There were a lot of things pointing in that direction. First and foremost, just the fact that I think he really was motivated to win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's the one thing he couldn't do at Michigan. And I think until he took another shot at that, I think that was going to eat at him. So it wasn't a surprise to see him go back and try to do that.
I want to go back to Mike McDonald. One of the things we heard about him before we actually met him, Stacey and I were lucky enough to be the first ones to interview him, was that, he's not an outgoing person, his personality or whatnot. And Stacey and I didn't get that feeling at all from him. Where did that come from? And what did you think of his personality when he was over there in Michigan?
Yeah, when we got to know him, earlier in his career, probably. So maybe before he'd sort of, found his voice maybe as a coordinator and now as a head coach. It was the first time he was in that position when we were around him. And I always got the impression that he was a smart guy, somebody who really thought about football in interesting ways. Not a guy who was necessarily like real flamboyant or, not necessarily like a huge personality, more of just kind of a guy who really – a football guy, I guess, is how I would describe him. A guy who's just really serious about football. And I like talking to those guys personally because, Jesse Minter was kind of the same way. Like, if you ask those guys a question about football, you usually get an answer. And not all coaches are that way. Some coaches, you ask them a football question and they'll just sort of like give you the cliche. But I always thought, Mike and Jesse as well were pretty open in terms of talking philosophically about what they wanted to do. And I'm sure that Mike has only gotten more comfortable with that as he's gone on, having the experiences as the Ravens defensive coordinator and now as a head coach. I mean, that's a big part of the job, talking to the media and fans and being in a more public facing role. And I think he'll adapt to that well. It'll be a new role for him, but I think he can handle it.
Hey, last question for me is really just an outlook on Michigan as a whole. I mean, with Washington, we have 1,000,005 question marks. The vast majority of starters from last year's national championship appearance are either entering the NFL or entered the transfer portal. We've got a new head coach. You already know what went on with Washington. What's the outlook for Michigan? I mean, a bit of a different situation, but still lots of question marks.
Yeah, similar in some ways. I mean, Michigan has 18 players at the combine this week. That's a lot of players, a lot of starters to replace. And that's before you even get into talking about the coaching staff. They not only lost Jim Harbaugh, but they lost a lot of his coaching staff that went with him to the Chargers. Basically, the entire defensive staff went with him. So even though Sharon Moore was Jim Harbaugh's offensive coordinator and was the kind of obvious guy to take over and maintain some continuity, there's not a lot of continuity in other ways, either with the staff or with the roster. Now, Michigan does have a core of players coming back, like Will Johnson, Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, Colston Loveland, a lot of the players that we remember from the championship game, and, of course, Donovan Edwards. So that core, I think, will give Michigan something to build around, but they're going to have to rebuild. The team's going to look a lot different. The staff's going to look different. I think it doesn't really feel like Michigan is just making a seamless transition into the Sharon Moore era. It feels more like a fresh start and a process probably for Sharon Moore to try to get Michigan built back up to take another run at a championship.
Going to be really fascinating to watch from afar. He is Austin Meek, kind enough to join us on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Thanks so much, Austin.
Thanks, Austin.
All right. Thanks for having me.